Hello, hello, welcome everyone. We are live. Yep, it's June 16 today, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping on the United States as around the world as I fix my collar here. Sadie's in back of me as well. So you can all see Sadie. She's back here right now at the door in the office with me. Hello to everybody coming in. Welcome, welcome. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Let's see who's coming in. Los Angeles, New Zealand. Hello to our international audience coming in. Delaware, West Virginia, Ontario. Hello to our neighbors in Canada as well. I see Norman, Oklahoma, Belgium. Hello, hello to our friends in Belgium. I see Long Island. I see Texas. Let's see, Australia coming in, Hawaii, Henderson, New York, San Antonio, Texas, Missouri, California, Alabama. Let's see who else is coming in from Denver, Colorado, Brooklyn, New York, love the boroughs, Kentucky, Indiana, Delroy Beach, Portland, Oregon. Hello, hello to everyone coming in. Norway. Hello to our friends in Norway. Chris is actually part Norwegian. He kind of looks Norwegian. He's got the blonde hair and the big blue eyes. Up. Sadie is feeling better because she has just jumped up on the computer for the first time in weeks. Honey, say hello to them. Thank everybody for their prayers. Thank them for standing by you in your time of need. Just say thank you very much. Okay. So, she just jumped on the computer now. And hello to everybody else coming in. I see Boston as well coming in. Hello, hello, welcome. Yes, everyone's excited to see Sadie tonight. England, hello to our wonderful friends in England as well and in the UK. South Africa as well, I see coming in. We have a wonderful international audience here as well. And welcome to everybody else jumping on, to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer in just a moment here. There is a lot going on, is an understatement right now of what the hey is happening right now in the world that is affecting the United States of America. We have a lot prophetically to dive into tonight, some incredible connections. This prophetically definitely is a time of the lion. You're going to see this more and more, I believe, in this time, but we're going to do a prophetic deep dive because there are things connected that you would never think are connected that are happening within this nation as well as internationally. So we got a lot of prophecy. We've got a lot of prophetically to get into tonight. So we're going to basically do a deep dive as well. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we'd very much appreciate it. We're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into this powerful, powerful time of talking about what is unfolding at a rapid rate right now. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, Father, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name, Father God. Lord, we praise you that you are on the throne, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that you are the righteous judge, that you are our Father, Father. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Father God. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short. Father, we all fall so incredibly short of your glory, Father. Lord, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. We enter your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter your courts with praise. We say, your kingdom come, Lord. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sin. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And at Calvary, that blood dripped onto the mercy seat. It purchased us. It redeemed us with the highest price. It atoned for us. It reconciled us back to you, Lord. And when Christ said, "It is finished," Father God, we were purchased. We were redeemed. He then descended into the underworld. He literally took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, rose again. He rules and reigns at your right hand forevermore. He is the name above all names, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our advocate without ceasing. Father, we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Let your might, your glory, your power, your truth mightily come forth, Father God. Lord, let your power mightily go forth tonight, Father. Let people feel the weight of your glory. Let them feel the power of your presence, that the Ruach HaKodesh would go forth and be the counselor tonight, Father God, and minister to those who are watching, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Father God. Lord, that you lead us, you guide us. Your word says you'll never leave us or forsake us, Father God. Lord, order my words tonight. Order our steps as we go forth, Father God. Lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ now, you fill us, Father God, and we are filled fully with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, send your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions right now to surround the skies and the land above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, as we go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, interference, slander, and threat at the enemy, satanic agents, agents of darkness, Father God. Those willing to do the enemy's bidding would attempt against us in any way, shape, or form, or through anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it now. I command it in the name of Jesus Christ, dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, Father God. And their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated, Father, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Lord. You are the potter. We most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take, Lord, is because of you. We owe you every breath, Father. You truly are the breath. Yahweh is the breath, Father. And we praise you for it, Lord. And your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, Father God. Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father. We praise you this night, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer, because boy, do we have a lot to get into. So if you could, I'll just say it one more time. Yep. Like and subscribe. We'd very much appreciate it, and share this broadcast right now. We have a lot prophetically to get into. There is so much going on right now in a month filled with pride. In the month of June, it has completely erupted. And it's giving us a prophetic look at what's going to happen in some ways that the next half, the next 6 months leading to the end of the year. So I will say this before we get into everything else, that, you know, we know this weekend was the No Kings rally here in the United States of America. They were even doing it in England. Do you believe in England? They're out in the street yelling, "No kings," and there's Buckingham Palace right freaking there with the whole royal family, and there they are protesting in England. "No kings, no kings." I'm like, these people, just pray for them. That's all I could say. Pray for these people right now. They are severely confused about what country they live in. But there was the No Kings rally, and what I want to say is, we already had a No Kings rally in 1776 when we defeated an imperialist monarchy in order to get the freedom in this country that these yahoos then abuse and use and go out in the street so they can loot Nike and Apple stores in order to try to get some free stuff. So we already had a No Kings rally. And if they don't know the difference between an imperialist monarchy and an elected official, they probably need to go back to first grade, re-educate themselves at the most basic of levels, because that was nonsense, a lot of what on. And let me tell you, when No Kings, Mr. and Mrs. We Don't Want Any Kings, landed in Egypt, thinking they were going to march over to Gaza, and having no idea about the hierarchy of the Middle East or what justice in the Middle East looks like, when those protesters went to Egypt, the Egyptians pulled out, you can look this up, bullwhips. They pulled out bullwhips and chased them in the streets with bullwhips, threw stones at them, and then grabbed them and drug them to buses and put them on buses and sent them out of their country. So, and there's no ACLU there to bail them out either. So that is what happened when some of these protesters decided they were going to go to Egypt and try to pull the same thing that they pulled here. So, very interesting, Egypt's reaction. I have to say, watching Egypt's reaction to all of that, fascinating. Now, let's get into what's happening, because there's a lot going on. Just wanted to say that right off the bat, because that was a bunch of crazy, if I have ever seen it. So I want to go back to May 14th. We're going to get in, don't worry, we're getting into Israel, we're getting in the United States, we're getting into a lot tonight. But I want to go back to May 14th, 2024, there was a broadcast I did. This is almost a year ago now. And the title of it, you can go watch it, is called National Leaders and the Time of Daniel, right? And I had warned we were entering the time of Daniel. And I not only talked about the Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, the writing on the wall, you have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided, but also the lion's den and deliverance for the Lord's people, right? From the lion's den. So we were entering the time of the lion in some ways. Then on September 24th, 2024, I did a broadcast. You could look this up too, titled Prophetic Alert, The Time of Daniel and a Hostile Takeover. Now think about that title prophetically back in September for what we just saw attempted to be happening or is currently trying to happen in this nation. The time of Daniel and a hostile takeover. So you could go watch those two, but that was setting the prophetic tone for what we see happening now. Now I'm going to read to you a few scriptures and then we're going to get into prophecy here. 2 Timothy 4:17, because we have entered the prophetic time of the lion. We have absolutely entered it. I'm going to show you what's happening with that. But 2 Timothy 4:17 says, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me and that all Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Hebrews 11, 32 through 33. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. Hosea 11:10, they shall walk after the Lord. He will roar like a lion. When he roars, then his sons shall come trembling from the west. When he roars, his sons shall come trembling from the west. Now, the one in Revelation is one of the most interesting, but Revelation 4:1 says, after these things I looked and behold the door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. That's what God is saying to his people right now. That's what he's saying to the church. Come up here. Come and see it from my perspective. That's what he was saying to John. Come up here. Come look at things from my perspective, John. Don't look at it exactly what's in front of your face, but come up. Come higher. Come see it from the angle I see it, so you can truly understand how I, the Lord thy God, am seeing these situations. And this is what we need to be doing as the church right now, because the church, some of it has gone into the ditch of bickery and nonsense. And we need to come up higher right now as the church, because these things are unfolding and we are supposed to be the ecclesia in the middle of it. Now, Revelation 4:7. 4:7. 47. So Revelation 4:7, right? But 47, keep that in mind. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature, like a calf or an ox. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. So we have a lion, a calf or an ox, a man, and an eagle. Interesting, given what we're watching unfolding. And it's Revelation 4:7. The lion and the ox, Israel and Netanyahu. Now I'm saying the way this is lining up just is very interesting for what we see happening now. The man and the eagle, President Trump and America. It's Revelation 4:7, 47. And that is the presidency that we are in right now in the United States of America. I'm just saying it's just very interesting what's in this scripture, how some of that is sort of like a precursor in a way, and aligning with what is to come. These four living creatures had six wings, 46, right? These four living creatures had six wings. And we wonder why numbers like the number six were utilized so heavily by the enemy during COVID, and why the 46th presidency was a complete deception. Because I'm showing you this for a reason. The enemy took what he saw in the heavenlies before he fell. Before Lucifer fell, he saw everything. The inner workings of heaven, the hierarchy, the creatures, how God has things numbered in heaven. Everything by God is intentional. And he saw this in the heavenlies before he fell. And when he fell, he attempts to reverse engineer that in a way that gives him power. So he takes the way God intentionally set up the heaven and the creatures and the hierarchy of heaven and attempts to use such to try to get in the same vein. To steal power. This is why you see these very interesting patterns happen. This is why, for that very reason. But Revelation 4:7, 47, you have the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. And what are we dealing with right now? The lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. So just a fascinating comparison there with what we see happening. Now, I want to put up an article. You're going to understand why I'm saying this as we go forth with these words. You're going to understand why I'm saying this. A lion lifts himself up. What Netanyahu wrote in a note at Jerusalem's Western Wall before striking Iran. A day before Israel carried out a dramatic series of strikes on Iranian nuclear missile targets, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the Western Wall, placing a note bearing a biblical verse, "A people that rises up as a lioness and as a lion lifts himself up." The symbolic gesture just came hours ahead of what Netanyahu later described as a very successful opening strike. So he went to the Western Wall to pray before this happened, and this is what he put in the wall. It's called Operation Rising Lion. So the operation that Israel has put forth is called Operation Rising Lion. Okay, so we're not to the crescendo yet. It's rising. And the scripture that he put in was Numbers 23:24. Look, a people rises like a lioness and lifts itself up like a lion. It shall not lie down until it devours its prey. Now, there's another reason, whether conscious or unconscious, that this verse was chosen, I believe, by Netanyahu. It's Numbers 23:24. 23 plus 24 is 47. So there you have that again. 23 plus 24 is 47, right? And we are in the time here in America of the 47th president of the United States, President Trump. So I think that is not an accident. Of all the scriptures about lions that could have been chosen, this is the one that Netanyahu chose. Now, I'm going to put up another article. You're going to see how this all connects. Something happened late last week here in the United States that connects to this as well. This is why I'm saying this is the prophetic time of the lion. Now, there's two types of lions, and we'll get into that too, but it's the prophetic time of the lion. Iran was behind two assassination attempts on President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu claims in bombshell interview. No pun intended by using bombshell, given what's going on right now over in the Middle East, but nonetheless, a bombshell interview. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused Iran Sunday of orchestrating the two failed assassination attempts on President Trump during his third presidential campaign last year. Netanyahu characterized Trump as the greatest threat to Iran and its ambitions for acquiring a nuclear weapon, claiming that's why the rogue regime tried to murder him in a shocking moment during an interview with Brett Baer of Fox News. These people who chant death to America tried to assassinate President Trump twice, Netanyahu said, as he was making his case to the American people for launching attacks on Iran amid the Islamic Republic and Israel's deadly exchange of missiles over the weekend. Through proxies, yes, Netanyahu replied. Through their intel, yes, they want to kill him. Now, if you remember, I had warned starting late last year, I believe it was late last year or early this year. It was one or the other. I'll go back and double check. But I know you've all heard me say it, that an Esther 2 moment was coming, that there was an Esther 2 moment that was coming still. And in Esther 2, you have the two guards from Persia conspiring to kill King Ahasuerus. And Mordecai overhears the plot, tells Esther, and then the plot is exposed and it is found to be valid. So there's still that Esther 2 moment coming. So Netanyahu speaking this is actually the prophetic precursor to that Esther 2 moment. It's like a validation of that prophetic precursor that this is still in play. Because nobody expected him to say that on that interview. So just keep in mind Esther 2. Go read it if you haven't read it, because that is still in play. And that coming out of Netanyahu's mouth proves it, first of all. Secondly, this No Kings protest is also a prophetic precursor to the Esther 2 moment, because those two guards that conspired didn't want a king. They didn't want the king that was in. They wanted the king gone. They wanted him taken out. So the fact that you have the No Kings protest prophetically percolating and spreading across the nation at the same time Netanyahu is saying that Iran allegedly were the ones who were behind trying to assassinate President Trump all comes together at the same time and is pointing a big red arrow of warning at this Esther 2 moment. This is pointing right at that. So just please continue to intercede and pray when it comes to that. Now, in June, in a month filled with pride, right? The enemy purposely named June Pride Month for various reasons. One is because the summer solstice is in June, and that is a very coveted day for the occult. Two, June is the month of Sivan on the Jewish calendar. That is when the Jews were humbled and received the law. See, the Jews were supposed to be humbled receiving the law at Mount Sinai in the month of Sivan, and instead they raised in pride a golden calf. So literally naming Jude Pride Month is the enemy literally trying to resurrect the golden calf before the face of Almighty God in this nation. Because when the Jews should have been humbled waiting for the law, in pride, they erected a golden calf. It's also the month that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, came to this earth. So it's a very strategic play that the enemy, of all the dates on the calendar, of all the months, chose June as Pride Month. Now, in Pride Month, Israel launches Operation Rising Lion. When lions go out to hunt, they're called a pride of lions. And in Pride Month, Israel launches Operation Rising Lion, right? Almighty God is known as the Lion of Judah. In 1 Peter, it says, be sober-minded and vigilant, for the enemy roams like a lion. Not that he is, but he roams about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. The symbol of Persia. The symbol of Persia was the lion. Okay? I don't know. Some of you may know that, some of you may not, but the symbol of Persia was the lion. And the lion is prophetically now surfacing in other ways as well. This is just one of the ways I'm going to show you how all at once you see this building and you see this coming one after the other, because we have entered this prophetic time of the lion. In fact, before any of this happened, Donna Clement would text me and go, Amanda, I keep seeing lions. And she'd keep saying this to me to take note of. Praise God for my lovely friend Donna putting me on notice with that, so I could then with the Lord make the connections when this happens. Now, we're going to go over some prophecy, and then I'm going to connect this to something else that happened late last week, that there was a detail in this event that I'm going to talk about that connects to this prophetic time of the lion, because you have two different types of lions. You have the rising of the Lion of Judah, Almighty God going out to deal victoriously with his enemies decisively in this time. And then you have the enemy that is the hunter, that roams about in circles like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, to steal, kill, and destroy. So you have two types of lions going out, and they're battling over territory. And prides of lions will battle over territory. You will have two prides of lion, and they will actually go at it against each other for dominance in that territory. This is why we see all this happening. It's being attributed to the name lion in the month with pride. Okay? This is why. Now, I want to take you back to December 8th, 2019. 6 years ago, the Lord had me put a word out. 6 years ago, and this is what the word says. Iran will suffer a very public mortal wound, a gushing wound for what they have done to Israel, and I am striking Hezbollah with madness. They will go mad and suffer complete disorder, says the Lord thy God, this day. Israel is going to launch a top secret harrowing spy offensive to obtain information the Ayatollah has guarded about the whereabouts of underground facilities where they have plants in Israel and the U.S., and we will see a military operation, a jaw-dropping one, like a lion, a jaw-dropping one, right? Okay, a jaw-dropping one, come forth from this. The Lord, and then it said, the Lord is getting an Esther into the court. Don't know what that means yet, but we'll go on. This is just the first blow for Iran. A bigger one is coming. The Ayatollah will be shaken. The Iranian government will be shaken down to the foundations, and there will be big falls, and a whistleblower will come forth who used to be part of the regime, who will have an encounter with Jesus, and I believe will become a way for the U.S. and Israel to stay plugged into the vein of what Iran is doing. They want to shake their fists, then Almighty God shall shake them and do it publicly. And then it says, the Lord will expose just how weak at their core they are. Iran leaders caught with their pants down. Russia will attempt to apply pressure to help Iran, which is happening. However, they have miscalculated the hand of Almighty God in this, and it will backfire. That is from December 8th, 2019, that word. 6 years ago. 6 years ago. That before any of this. Before any of this was spoken of. So praise the Lord for that. I saw that today and I wanted to include this to talk about. February 26, 2023 at Church International, I prophesied from the Lord in flow, and this is what was said. This is an excerpt from that word. I, the Lord thy God, made the Philistines bow. I, the Lord thy God, made Israel bow. I, the Lord thy God, am beginning to break the back of the Ayatollah because Iran will bow. And I, the Lord thy God, am raising up a plan and a strategy in Israel that is going to surround Iran on all sides, and it's going to encapsulate them, says the Lord. It's going to encapsulate them, and it's going to cause the handshake that was seen with a red nation to be severed and broken, says the Lord, because demons squabble, says the Lord, demons squabble. And you shall publicly, says the Lord, see that squabbling begin. And when you see that squabbling begin, look to the East Coast, says the Lord. New York is one of them. I know this. New York. Look to the East Coast, says the Lord. When you see that squabbling begin, begin looking not only at the East Coast in this nation, says the Lord. Begin looking at your neighbor, Canada. Because there are platforms, says the Lord, that are set for destruction. And I, the Lord God, say this day that I am moving in a way that has not yet been seen. This is from 2023. They will listen. They will submit. They will surrender. And they will learn to wear the yoke, says the Lord. If you want to lead for me, David wore the yoke, says the Lord. Hezekiah wore the yoke, says the Lord. The name is etched on that yoke, and it shall be revealed. It shall be solidified. You shall see it. The yoke is coming upon Israel's leader right now, says the Lord. That yoke, he will see more and he will hear more from me than he ever has in his life. For I am calling through the darkness and the noise. Benjamin, son of my right hand, I am calling through the darkness, and I'm going to cause you to turn to my word. What did he put in the Western Wall? He put that scripture verse from Numbers before the attack was launched. So he says, I'm going to cause you to turn to my word and to know in whom your salvation is, and he shall know it. And at some point in his life, he shall declare it, says the Lord, for he is coming under that yoke, and he will be the ox for me. Now, remember Revelation, right? 4:7. I was talking about it before. You have the lion, the calf or the ox, the man and the eagle. He will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be the ox for me that helps plow the fields in America. For your nation is meant to be a friend and a brother to Israel, and that needs to be reconciled in this season, says the Lord. For they have attempted to separate it. They have attempted to sever the relationship and destroy it. And in this season, by my balm, I, the Lord, shall begin to soothe the wounds and the boils that are broken out and heal that relationship. And those that want to be Sauls and go after their own people, you shall fall by your own sword in this season. You shall, for you have turned to the way of Cain. You have turned the way of Balaam, and you have but a little time left before your seat is replaced. And it shall not be a charging donkey, says the Lord, that replaces it, for that stubborn mule shall be subdued and put in its place, says the Lord. That was from February 26, 2023. So now that you see this beginning with Iran, the Lord says, when you see all of this, look to the East Coast and look to Canada. So I would keep watch for that. I would keep watch for that. Now, October 14th, 2024, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am weighing Israel in this hour, says the Lord. I am weighing their treachery and their righteous acts in my courts. I am capital, and their leader will fully yield to me, capital, says the Lord, for the yoke has been placed upon him, and he is my ox, capital, says the Lord. I am the Aleph, says the Lord. I am capital, and I will utilize him in this last time of his leadership. Think about those words. I will utilize him in this last time, this last stretch of his leadership, to issue a blow to the Ayatollah in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. For they chant death, death to what I have made, death to covenants in place. And for all the death they have shouted and sowed, so in this time, that is what they so shall receive. And their time to repent has thinned to a vapor, and the Iranian regime shall be shaken and sifted. That was October 14th, 2024. Now, why does the Lord keep calling Netanyahu an ox? Because ox are yoked. Ox are big, powerful animals on their own. Left to their own devices, they can trample and make a mess and actually hurt the crops. They could actually trample all over the crops. But when the master yokes the oxen, now the master has control. And now the oxen has to be steered where the master tells it to go. So that is why the Lord keeps calling him an ox, because he's saying he's got to do what I say right now, you see, in this last time of his leadership. Just keep those words in mind for what's coming. Keep that in mind. October 25th, 2024. Those nations cannot protect Iran or the Prince of Persia, for what I, the Lord, am set to do. The Prince of Persia is the territorial spirit, by the way. So the Lord is talking about the nation and the spirit behind it. Those nations cannot protect Iran or the Prince of Persia from what I, the Lord, am set to do, for it has been written within the Ayatollah's court on the walls of those court. It has been written on the walls. Time of Daniel, entering the time of Daniel, entering the time of the lion's den, entering the time of Mene Mene Tekel Upharsin. That's how we started this. When I had talked about two broadcasts I did starting in May of last year, 2024, where the Lord had told me we were entering the time of Daniel. I perceive it to be the Lord, because I would have never seen any of this coming without Almighty God showing me and enlightening me to such. So what the Lord is saying here, and I'm going to read it again, those nations cannot protect Iran or the Prince of Persia from what I, the Lord, am set to do, for it has been written within the Ayatollah's courts on the walls of those courts, capitals. My judgment have been written on the walls of those courts, Mene Mene Tekel Upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. It shall. The outcry is great in Iran, says the Lord. It is great. And the people perish for lack of knowledge, and the innocent are butchered by a bloodthirsty ancient spirit that is being cornered and shall be restrained, and the covering ripped off of the leadership of Iran. Thus says the Lord, same prophecy, Bibi, Benjamin, keep your hands clean right now. Keep your walk clean. Choose righteousness in this hour, for you are being tempted. Benjamin, capitals, do not fall for this temptation, for your seat will not be secure if you do. I have yoked you as an ox to excavate and tear up decades of violence, decades of hatred, decades of resistance, decades of blaspheming my name, and it leaked into Lebanon, it leaked into Syria, and that leak shall now be stopped up, dried up, and closed. That is from October 25th, 2024. Now, November 15th, 2024, and then we're going to get into the second part about the lion. Remember, I told you something happened in this, in the United States late last week that was prophetically pointing as well at the lion, month filled with pride, pride of lions. So we're going to get into that in a few minutes as well. November 15th, 2024, thus says the Lord, Iran, Iran, you have ran, capital, from the Lord long enough. Your wicked leadership have ran in the opposite direction of the ways of the Lord. And I, the Lord, have allowed the charges to mount, capitals, in my courts. You shall be judged, restrained, and put down, for the bloodshed has been called to account, and the leader of Iran shall be toppled and subdued by my ox, says the Lord, my aleph, says the Lord, for the sword you have so chased my children with shall now chase you. O leadership, repent now, or you and your household shall fall. So the Lord back in November gives Iran, the leadership of Iran, a last chance to repent. In a way, he gives them a chance to change and turn. You see, people think this is about nuclear weapons. And I understand Iran had their nuclear enrichment to 60% or something. They had the uranium enriched to about 60%. This is about the decades of bloodshed, of innocent blood of God's people that this leadership has shed. I'm talking about Jew and Gentile alike. I'm talking about pastors that they killed in Iran for preaching the word of God. I'm talking about them outlawing the word of God. I'm talking about them threatening to kill anyone that says Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is so much greater what's happening to Iran than nuclear weapons. And you have the conservative talking heads all thinking this is just about nuclear weapons and going on and on and on. Iran didn't have nuclear weapons. Iran wasn't close to getting nuclear weapons. It's not about that. It is only partially about that because the blood has been crying out from the soil of Iran. They murdered us. They murdered us. They murdered us for decades. The blood has cried out. Just as the blood of Abel cried out with what Cain did, the blood of those murdered have cried out to God, and their cup of iniquity has become full in this time. And this is why you're seeing this happen. This is so much greater than nuclear weapons. This is about innocent blood that has been shed in the name of Allah, trying to attribute God to butchering Christians and Jews in Iran. This is so much greater in God's court. This is only partially about nuclear weapons or people that are sociopaths getting hold of some very serious weaponry. It is greater than that. It has to do with the leadership of Iran out of their own mouths. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, the word of God says. That's what the word of God says. All they have said is death to America, death to Israel. They have said it over and over and over again and sowed that into the atmosphere of their nation. And now the harvest has come from that. Now the harvest is coming in. And you have the Iranian people actually cheering Israel on in the streets. You actually have quite a large bunch of Iranian people cheering on Israel in the streets because they are oppressed. The Iranian people are wonderful people. It's their leadership that is wicked. It is their leadership that has brought a stain on them. The underground church in Iran is one of the fastest growing churches in the world. You know why? Because they want truth. They want Jesus Christ. They want to be set free. Pray for the underground church in Iran and all of this, that the enemy does not turn his rage on them in the middle of this. Pray. Now, April 4th, 2025, I shall judge that spirit of Amalek, says the Lord. I shall judge the outcry it is bringing within the earth. For Iran has been enticed, says the Lord. They have been enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord. And the generals, says the Lord, the generals shall be scattered as fire is rained down, for the move they shall make, for a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran. Let's put the article up. And we're going to talk about this because the Lord said the generals would be scattered, right? The generals. Here are the top Iranian leaders killed in Israel's precision airstrike, including Revolutionary Guard leader General Hossein Soleimani. Israel's massive airstrike attack left Iran's military leadership in crisis as it killed several senior Iranian commanders, including the head of its Revolutionary Guard. At least 20 senior Iranian commanders were killed in Israel strikes on Iran on Friday, sources say. Six nuclear scientists have also been confirmed killed in the strikes. And you know what's the saddest part for me about this? Their souls. Their souls. These Iranian generals that were killed most likely did not know Jesus Christ. And that's what's sad. And that's why we have to repent. And this is why people cannot wait to come running to the throne of God through Jesus Christ. But the generals were most certainly scattered as fire was rained down. That's what the Lord had said. It shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord. And the general, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down, for the move they shall make. That was the word from April 4th, 2025, about 1 week before Passover. That's when the Lord had me deliver that. Now, in the midst of this, Russia is now offering the Ayatollah asylum in Russia. So Russia has now stepped into the ring and they're offering asylum to the Ayatollah. And the dragon lives right next door, China. So you have the bear, the lion, and the dragon all at play. And you have Russia looking to give the Ayatollah asylum and a covering. Now, the word from the Lord, May 8th, 2025, said, "For the union of China and Russia and Iran shall be struck for a time in a severe deflation, and 2/3 of its combined power in that union shall be taken from the current leaders," says the Lord. I think Russia is making a huge mistake right now offering asylum to the Ayatollah, because if God has marked him as an enemy, then Russia is taking in now an enemy, which is putting them even more at enmity with God than they already are. So watch for that, because he's opened the door. Putin's opened the door in the middle of this. Now, in the middle of all of this happening in the Middle East, surprisingly enough too, Saudi Arabia deployed fighter jets to help shoot down missiles that were being fired at Israel. That is a new development as well. So Saudi Arabia, because I remember I had said Saturday evening, I did an emergency broadcast when this all happened, that the Abraham Accords, I felt it from the Holy Spirit, that the Abraham Accords were going to be tested more than they ever have, that the most pressure to these Abraham Accords were going to be applied into this time. And some were going to hold up and some were going to break. Well, Saudi Arabia now has deployed fighter jets, I believe, to help shoot down missiles that are being fired at Israel. So that is happening as well. So while this is all happening, something happens in this nation having to do with the prophetic time of the lion. It was a detail in the middle of this that, had the Lord not pointed it out to me, I might have missed, because it was a very quick blurb, but it is so profoundly powerful for the time we have entered. So June 14th, an event happens in Minnesota. News that I understand that the man has been caught since then, and we'll get into that. But manhunt underway after Minnesota Democratic House leader killed in politically motivated attack. Police were responding to a shooting at Democratic State Senator John Hoffman's home around 2 a.m. when officers went to check on State Representative Melissa Hoffman, who lived about 9 miles away, at 3:35 a.m. As they arrived at her home, they encountered the suspect, 57-year-old Vance Bolter, dressed like a police officer. The top Democrat in the Minnesota House and her husband were shot and killed in an apparent politically motivated assassination, according to Governor Tim Walz. Just pray for these people's families, please. Pray for their family in the middle of this, because something stinks about this whole thing. From top to bottom, it just stinks about this whole thing. Bolter is also suspected of shooting Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman, also a Democrat, and his wife Yvette, who survived the shooting and have undergone surgery. So this is where this is going to get very interesting. Bolter, Vance Bolter, served on a state board with Hoffman. In 2019, Tim Walz appointed Bolter, the assassin, to the Governor's Workforce Development Board. So Tim Walz actually appointed this man to the Governor's Workforce Development Board, and he was on that board with John Hoffman, one of the individuals he attempted to kill. And this board was a group of business owners who recommend policies to the state government. Now, this is where the lion comes in. So let's put up the article, please. What is the Red Lion Group? Suspected Minnesota shooter Vance Bolter called himself its CEO. Under his profile on the company website, it says Vance has been involved with security situations in Eastern Europe, Africa, North America, and the Middle East, including the West Bank, Southern Lebanon, and the Gaza Strip. Isn't that interesting? What is the Red Lion Group? Praetorian Guard Security Services wasn't listed on the LinkedIn profile that has his name and photo, but Bolter calls himself on the social media platform a CEO of a company called Red Lions, L-I-O-N-S, Group. though he was currently open to work. It's not clear what the company did. It's never clear what the company does when it maybe it's involved in some extracurricular governmental agency activities. They're never going to make it clear what they do. Now, this follows the pattern of Pride Month and lions, a pride of lions. When lions go out to hunt, they go out in a pride. You have Operation Rising Lion going on in the Middle East with Israel and Iran. And now you have this assassin here who was CEO of the Red Lions Group. Red, perhaps as in blood, but Red Lions Group. Now, the date, I believe, of these assassinations was June 14th, 2025. I think that was the date. If that was the date, 9/11 is in that date. 6 plus 1 plus 4 is 11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 9/11. So if indeed those did happen on June 14th, 9/11 happens to be in that date. There's also something called a red herring, which I believe can be a very key part of this. But a red herring is something that misleads or distracts from a relevant or important question. That's a red herring being thrown out. Okay. Just keep that in mind. We know the word of God says pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. And this assassin was CEO of something called the Red Lions Group. And he did this in a month filled with pride, pride of lions. This is a pattern forming now. This is a prophetic pattern forming about the prophetic time of the lion. Lions are hunters. They hunt in a pride, right? They go out in a pride and they hunt down prey. Now, an update to this now. He was captured, so we have the news article for this. Minnesota shooting suspect faces 6 federal charges and state first-degree murder charges, prosecutor says. Vance Bolter, the suspect in the shootings of 2 Democratic Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses, was arrested Sunday after what a local police chief called the largest manhunt in the state's history. Now, March 12, 2025, in a word from the Lord, it said, the hunter shall become the hunted, shall echo again in this time, in this season, says the Lord. Why? Two, because lions will go out to hunt. And like I said, there's 2 types of lions. You have the Lion of Judah, Almighty God going out, right, to deal with his enemies. And then you have the enemy roaming about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. So you have the prophetic time of the lion and you're dealing with 2 different types. And in fact, Judah means praise, the lion of praise, because God inhabits the praises of his people. You see, praise is a weapon. Worship is a weapon. In the middle of this type of time that we're in right now with this, we as the church should be discerning. We have to praise. We have to raise our praises. We have to come up higher with praising. We have to praise Almighty God more right now and use it as a weapon, because the Lion of Judah, the Lion of Praise, has gone out into the earth. Now, they're calling this a lone wolf attack, which I don't believe at all. This is what they're calling this. And the word from the Lord on May 8th, 2025 said wolves, plural, before this even happened. And I'll read that in a second, but they called the RFK assassin a lone wolf. They called Lee Harvey Oswald a lone wolf. They're calling Lance Bolter a lone wolf. And I say none of it is true. This is not a lone wolf. This is an orchestrated, sophisticated, strategically put together with timing type of attack. Everybody else, the assassin for RFK, Lee Harvey Oswald, they were not lone wolves. This was not a lone wolf thing. This was a highly sophisticated, orchestrated event. Okay, let's put it that way. Now, there is a pattern here with that. Them trying to make the public believe these are lone wolf attacks when they certainly are not, and it is no different here. Now, May 8th, 2025, in a word from the Lord, it says, now listen to this word, because this has to do with what we just got through talking about with this. May 8th, 2025, assassination attempts and successes in this time, says the Lord. Be on guard in your nation, says the Lord, for the church has the power to step in the gap and thwart crashes that have been set in motion by those holdouts of Saul, the holdouts of Ahab, that desire to crush the people that sit in their high place, and attempt to call my people the troublers of their nation, that attempt to call them troublers of Israel. For plans have already been set in motion for another plague of events. Plans have already been set in motion to stop the forward motion. As you go through a narrow and treacherous part of the valley, this is all May 8th, 2025, that the enemy has deployed forces to attempt to send wolves, plural, and block the way, says the Lord. The enemy has deployed forces to attempt to send wolves, plural, not lone wolf, because wolves also happen to hunt in packs. Lions hunt in a pride, wolves hunt in packs. To send wolves and block the way, says the Lord. For some very tempting offers have been dangled, looking as if the fruit shall multiply. However, it opens the door for rebellion and for pride. And for a physical attack, rebellion, pride, physical attack, says the Lord, that I, the Lord, shall intervene. However, it shall be another sobering wake-up call to the nation and to the church. I am sounding the alarm, says the Lord. My people must be ready and willing to go where I have ordained them to go, to say what I have ordained them to say, and to dare to believe for the greater outpouring that is needed upon the dry areas of your nation, says the Lord. Power that shakes a nation, says the Lord, that arrests a nation, that arrests leaders in Europe, says the Lord, that arrests the Ayatollah, says the Lord, that arrests the leader of China, for that snake shall rear up for one more strike and be wrangled and put down, says the Lord. I am arresting you, for I am, and there is no other besides me. I think arresting has a double meaning here. I think arresting as in when the Lord by his power arrests a nation and a person, and actual arrests, like what we just saw happen. The gods of this world of nations, the rulers of darkness, are being judged, says the Lord, along with their props. For my power in greater measure, at a greater level, has been authorized from my throne to now enter the earth. The joy capital of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh multiplied, and you shall see power strike around the time of Pentecost, says the Lord, going to July. As I, the Lord, am dealing with those who have launched attacks of persecution against Israel, who have in the media done such, who have shown truly what was stirring in their heart for years against my people. For an active covenant is being attacked. The armies of Israel are being cursed. I, the Lord, shall be the bomb in Gilead that deals with such. That was from May 8th, 2025, that word. And that is what we're seeing happen now. And when the Lord says assassination attempts and successes, we saw the horrificness of what happened in Minnesota. I don't think it's over yet. And I think we really need to intercede and pray, because like I said, there are two types of lions that have gone out to hunt right now in this prophetic time of the lion. And they're both battling right now for dominance. Now, I want to take you back after this word, something very strange that was brought back to my attention by a pastor friend of mine in Texas. And I want to take you back to the vice presidential debate between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. During that debate, Walz said something very odd. Very odd. And what he said was he has become friends with school shooters, allegedly. He said this from the platform during that vice presidential debate. What an interesting statement to make back then. And then this Vance Bolter in 2019, Governor Walz appointed him on the Governor's Workforce Development Board. So the timeline goes, Governor Walz appoints Vance Bolter to the Governor's Workforce Development Board. Then at the vice presidential debate, Tim Walz allegedly says, I have been friends with school shooters. Then this happens a year later or so. A year later or so, just about, this assassinations, because he attempted to kill four people. He killed two of the four people. Two of them are recovering in the hospital. Takes place after Walz, in the vice presidential debate, makes this statement. And then he tried to walk it back on October 2nd and tried to explain what he meant by being friends with the school shooter. Yep, Tim Walz explains being friends with school shooters debate remark. So he tries to explain it away after he says it, but literally this event happens around a year from the time that that left Tim Walz's mouth from that stage. And on top of it, the man's name, Vance Bolter, CEO of the Red Lions Group, you know what his name means? Vance means from the marsh or from the swamp. And Bolter means warrior. So a warrior from the swamp is literally what this man's name means. I don't find this, given now what's happened, odd. I think that he's appropriately named for what has just transpired. And being his name is Vance, of all times, who debated Tim Walz? J.D. Vance. And a year later, about a man with the first name of Vance happens to do these assassinations while J.D. Vance is now vice president, trying to bring a stain on that name. These things do not just happen. They are calculated. They are calculated by wicked individuals. They are calculated by the kingdom of darkness. So I want to go over this timeline with you again very fast, because as the timeline progresses, we're going to be adding to it, because it begins to give us a prophetic picture. June 1st, in Boulder, Colorado, an Egyptian national attacks a group of Jews taking part in an event called Run for Your Life. I think this was very intentional to attack an event named this as a warning of what was about to be unleashed in this nation, and also threatening the Jewish people as well. You better run for your life, as well as the Christians and those in this nation that love this nation. So I don't think it's any accident that the event is called Run for Your Life and an Egyptian attacks, right? So you're going all the way back to what happened between Egypt and the Jews, all in this event. You're getting a picture of that. June 5th, Trump and Elon have their skirmish, and we all saw what erupted publicly there. June 8th, Pentecost Sunday, protests and fire and violence break out in Los Angeles. June 9th, police have to remove anti-ICE protesters who invaded Trump Tower in New York City as the nationwide demonstrations intensify. June 10th, this demonic terror leader calls for jihad in the assassination of President Trump, J.D. Vance, and others high up in the Trump administration. June 11th, 2025, it is warned an attack on Iran is imminent. June 11th has 9/11 in that date, by the way. June 12th, 2025, Israel launches Operation Rising Lion. 12 biblically doing with government and rule. So June 11th, 2025, 9/11. June 12th, government and rule. 9/11 against government and rule, okay, if you want to look at it that way. June 14th, the Democratic Speaker of the House and her husband are assassinated in a politically motivated attack by a man who claims to be the CEO of the Red Lion Group. That is the timeline of what we have just witnessed. I don't think this is any accident, the way this has happened. And I remember it was about June 16th, 2025, before the inauguration, I released an urgent word from the Lord. And the Lord said in that word, within the first 3 months, I'm going to sift the administration, meaning the Trump administration. And within the first 6 months, I'm going to shake it. And right at the 6 month mark, all of this erupted at once. Now, why would the Lord allow it? Because the Lord is trying to get their eyes on him and the rules of engagement of spiritual warfare, as well as policy. That's got to come together right now for what is happening in the earth. Yes, you deal with policy. Yes, you deal in those ways. You deal militarily, but then you've got to deal with the spiritual warfare side. You have to deal with the rules of engagement for dealing with the principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness of this world that are coming to engage in this month because they've raised an altar of pride. They have raised an altar in this month. They have raised a golden calf. And this is why you see all of this erupting around that, because when they raise an altar like this, they are going to try then to cause that altar to give off more power by causing division, chaos, violence, and bloodshed. And this is why you've seen it all erupt now. This is why, because the Lion of Judah has gone out to deal with his enemies, and then you've got the enemy roaming about like a lion, seeking whom he may devour, because we've entered that time of Daniel. We have entered the time of the lion's den, of the writing on the wall, of Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin, of God delivering his people from the mouth of the lion. We've entered that time. And this is why you see this happening now, not by might, not by power, but my spirit, says the Lord. It's by his spirit this has to be won. It's by his spirit this has to be dealt with. You see, God, to deal with a nation, and God has given mercy to America, let me tell you, when we don't deserve it after all the innocent blood that has been shed here. But the difference between America and Iran is that America humbled itself, and the leaders coming in a way humbled themselves before God. And God will show mercy in that case. So God is not going to wait for conservative or Democratic talking heads to give him the okay to go deal with the nation and its leaders when their cup of iniquity becomes full. He's not waiting for their permission. He doesn't really care about their opinion. He cares about what's been weighed in his court before his throne, because his judgments are truly right and righteous. There is not a shred of pride or flesh or rebellion in his judgments. They are holy. They are pure. They are righteous. And you would have both sides make you believe right now that this is about Israel prematurely acting against Iran when they were not close to getting a nuclear weapon. Well, A, it's been exposed that Iran has missiles with capabilities that no one really knew they had until Israel did what they did, and Iran fired back and their missiles evaded the Iron Dome system. I don't think many people knew Iran had missiles with those capabilities, so it exposed their stockpile. But it's so much greater than that. Both sides will have you believe this is about Iran not wanting nuclear weapons, or this is about Israel acting prematurely against Iran because of nuclear weapons, or this is about this. It's about so much greater than this. It's about all the blood that has been shed and the people of Iran crying out that has to come to account. That is what this is about. There is an active covenant in place in two nations. This is why we have to be careful when we talk about nations that have active covenants still with God. Because if you attack that covenant in the wrong way, the way Goliath did, you can end up how Goliath ended up. I'm saying we have to be careful when there's an active covenant. Do I agree with everything the Israeli government does? No. Do I agree with everything the United States government does? No. I don't agree with everything they do, but God can use whom he pleases, when he pleases, for the purposes he pleases, to accomplish what he pleases to do within nations of the earth, raising kings up and bringing them low. This is about appointed times, and this is about blood being accounted for. I understand the nuclear weapons argument. I understand, but there's another piece to this that if you're not looking at it from a spiritual perspective, you are going to miss. There's a whole other spiritual component to this right now in this nation and in Israel. Both. You have this word lion coming up when it comes to attacks now in this nation and in Israel. You have both. There's a reason for that. And I believe you're going to continue to see it in the months ahead. I don't believe that's going to stop necessarily. You're going to see that word, lion, continuing to come to the forefront as a reminder of the time we are in. The word of God says, thank you, Lord, the righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous, and I'm going to get that scripture up right now for you, live. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. The righteous are as bold as a lion. And that's what the church should be right now. The righteous being as bold as a lion. That is what we need to be in the middle of this. That is what we need to go out with, that mentality, knowing the Lion of Judah, the Lion of Praise, has gone out ahead of us. He's the leader. We are following him in the most treacherous part of this time period we have entered. So remember this, because it's going to get more intense before it gets better. And we're in for some sobering events ahead, and that Esther 2 moment is still coming. So pray and intercede right now. Be in the Word of God every day. Be the watchman on the wall right now, sounding the alarm in this nation. Because the fear of the Lord needs to descend on this nation. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we need that right now in the middle of all of this. We need that right now. We need to pursue that right now in the middle of what we see. Because it is intense and it is not for the faint of heart. And the Lord has called the church in this time to rise above this and be the voice crying in the wilderness, saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way, the Lion of Judah. Prepare ye the way, the Lion of Praise. Repent and come to Jesus Christ now before it's too late. People of Iran, repent and call on the name of Jesus Christ in the middle of this. Israel, repent and call on the name of Jesus Christ in the middle of this. Those who want to protest in the streets right now and cause violence, this is your chance to repent and turn from it before it's too late. This is a very serious time we are in. very serious, and we have to take it that way, and we have to continue to pursue the Lord in the midst of it. If you're not in the Word of God every day, you need to start reading it every day. You need to get in the Word every day. You need to equip yourself with the sword of the Spirit and put your armor on. Get your armor on. Get your weapon in hand. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. We as the church are too busy, haphazardly, using our weapons for purposes they were never intended to be used for. And this all erupted. So we have to understand our role as the church in the middle of all this. We have to understand it. Praise the Lord. Okay, just a few things here. We have an animal pic of Esther. And she's grounded right now, by the way. Esther's grounded. She was a naughty girl. But there's Esther. Yep. I know she looks cute, but she is not innocent, people. Let me tell you, Esther needs prayer. Esther needs prayer. Okay. Speaking of Esther tonight, and there's Esther. The book, The Revelationary War, if you want to understand why things are prophetically happening now that are happening, praise God. He allowed me to write this book. This is my first book, The Revelationary War, the epic battle against false prophecy and deception. It goes through decades and decades of prophetic connections and things that happened in this nation and in the world that got us to where we are at. So you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Charisma House, and search The Revelationary War. It is everywhere where books are sold. Praise the Lord. Also, our prayer line. We have a prayer line Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We have wonderful people that would love to hear from you and pray with you. So there are the two phone numbers. You can call either one. We have people waiting that would just love to come, just love to pray with you and hear you and just be a support to you. We're very glad we're able to bring this to you here at Ark of Grace. Also, our sanctuary website. We're looking to expand the sanctuary. There are cases we would love to take in that we need to expand to do that. So we'll put up arkofgracesanctuary.org for you. You can also go to arkofgrace.org as well. But arkofgracesanctuary.org, you can go there. You can learn more. And you could also go to arkofgrace.org as well. To learn more as well. But we are looking to expand to take in cases right now that would be a little more difficult for us to take in. So we're looking to do that as well. Our gala is coming up as well in September. So our Ark of Grace gala, the animals of Ark of Grace will be there. Donna Clement is going to be there. I'm going to speak. She's going to speak. So if you would like to come, you can contact us at the phone number you see or email us at hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. Space is limited. You will get to meet the animals of Ark of Grace. We will have some of them there for a meet and greet as well. And lastly, we're just going to put up two real quick. We have Rafa. Rafa is a product I created with Dr. Sherwood. It means healer in Hebrew because God is Jehovah Rapha. He's our healer and he put things in the earth that actually help to heal us. This is Rapha for women. So all things that women tend to go through, Rapha helps to support that. So it, as you can see here, it says fatigue, night sweats, mood swings, there brain fog. We have, there's a host of incredible ingredients in here that actually help support a woman's system. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can learn more about Rapha today. And QE Strong. QE Strong is all natural pain solutions. We put the pain patches on Toby. They have patches for pain. I believe they have patches for allergies as well as a host of patches for other issues. They also have red light therapy. They have portable red light therapy that you could actually treat different joints and areas of your body with. So if you go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and find QE Strong, you can use promo code ARK for a discount off your order. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. I'll probably be back on Wednesday or Thursday of this week. We will be putting out shorts as well, so look for those as well. We put out some shorts over the weekend as well. And we thank you for joining us tonight. We thank our moderators, our Ark of Grace team, for the time you give to this. And we just want to encourage you always in the word to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I say that Psalm a lot. We all should. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You got to cleanse your heart. Ephesians 1 and 3. Basically, the scriptures are 16 through 20 in 1 and 14 through 19 in Ephesians 3. I say these scriptures every single day. They are also in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. Powerful, powerful scriptures. Sometimes I say them even multiple times a day. The word is living and active. You got to activate it. You got to speak it. You got to get into the habit of doing that. It's a sword. You have to swing your sword for it to be effective. Also, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 was straight. That was straight spiritual intelligence from the throne room of God, that prayer. And we should be incorporating that into our prayer life, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the most incredible chapters on faith, I believe, that is in the word of God. So we always like to encourage you in the word, because we need to be in the word every day. That is our soul food. It is living and active and current for every generation. And to understand what we see happening in this world right now, feeding ourselves the word of God helps to feed our souls, grow us, help us in wisdom, help us in understanding, help us in discernment. It feeds us, and we need to understand that. And so feed yourself every day. Spend time with the Lord. Develop that relationship with him. And also at the end here, if you have been watching and you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, Lord and Savior, or you have walked away from the Lord and you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, I'm going to lead you right now in that prayer as we close. So if you have never done this, this is a starting point for your relationship with Almighty God through Jesus Christ. And it is very simple. Father God, I confess before you that I am a sinner, that I am in need of a Savior, that I would have eternal separation from you if you did not send your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that he purchased me at Calvary. He died for my sins. He purchased me with the highest price, and he reconciled me back to you. I ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I surrender to you in order to make me a new creation in Christ. If you have said that for the first time, please email us hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. We would love to help you with a Bible or resources if you need it. If you walked away from the Lord and you said that and you came back, please email us so we can do the same for you. There it is. Email us hello@arkofgrace-ministries.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and for taking part in that with us. It's so important that we truly go after those who are the lost. Almighty God leaves the 99 to go after the one, and we should be doing this, and we should be preaching the gospel. Go ye forth into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll see you later on in the week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.